This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sheikh, would you recommend Imam Kashmiri's explanation of Sahih Bukhari?
You know, there have been many commentaries on Sahih Bukhari, but the best one is no doubt Fathul Bari. There's no doubt. Ibn Hazar Asqalani is the best person who really understands this book properly and as best as possible in that time. You know, nobody is equal to Ibn Hazar Asqalani. And then after that, actually, the only person I'm impressed really is, Sheikh Yunus from Saharanpur, Mazahir Ulum. He is the person really spent time. He is the one who really, make effort to understand. And he has given a lot of contribution, really. And he corrected also sometimes mistakes of Ibn Hazar Asqalani. He's the person. Otherwise, everybody has some contribution, but people did not really do justice to Bukhari. So Maulana Shah Kashmiri's commentary I've seen, really. First thing is, he did not write it. It is just less durus. So there are so many problems. Actually, because his more keen is to defend Hanafi Madhab. So when your interest becomes to defend Hanafi Madhab, then you cannot do justice with this book. You have to read Bukhari from the angle of Bukhari. Sheikh Yunus, what he does, that's what he does. He reads Sahih Bukhari from the angle of Imam Bukhari. So this, then he basically is not biased. So anyway, you can learn from everybody. But if you want really to know the best commentary on this matter, the best one is certainly Fathul Bari. There's nothing equal to that. This is the best commentary.
Sorry? So Sheikh Yunus's commentary, what's the name, Sheikh?
No, he didn't write a commentary, but he's teaching. You can learn from him in his classroom, you can discuss with him. So I have been attending some of his class and discussing with him. So I understand that he understands this book much more than anybody else. Otherwise, general thing to understand, all the Indian commentaries, not only about Sahih Bukhari, all the Indian commentaries, basically they are sectarian. If an Ahl Hadith right, the whole purpose, first purpose will not be to teach you the book. First purpose will be to defend Madhab Ahl Hadith and refute Hanafi people. If an Hanafi writes, his first major purpose will be to defend Hanafi Madhab and refute Ahl Hadith. So in India, these two groups, they're fighting each other. That's what actually happening here. So you can see, reflect all the time, you can see in the commentary. They are not, when Ibn Hazar Asqalani writes, he wants to explain to you what Sahih Bukhari is. Then also he defends Shafi Madhab. That's fine. There's no harm in that. You can defend your Madhab. But first thing is, explain the book. Indian people are not concerned about to explain the book and to make it. They're only concerned to defend their Madhab. So it basically that what he makes very well. It doesn't make any, a big contribution.
What's his surname?
Sorry, can you use the mic? Yeah.
What's the surname of Sheikh Yunus?
Sheikh Yunus. He's called Maulana and Sheikh Muhammad Yunus Al Jaunpuri Al Saharanpuri. Jaunpur is a place where he was born and grown, and Saharanpur is the place where he studied and then he taught. Now he lives there. So Saharanpur, in India, there are three major madrasas, centers of learning. So one is Deoband, Darul Ulum Deoband, and one is Maghahirul Ulum in Saharanpur, to where he is, and one is Nadatul Ulama in Lucknow. So there are three major, big centers of learning.